Okay, so I'm here with Ryan Michaels Colson. Tell me what, first, before we go too far into this, what Global Independent Wrestling is.
Global Independent Wrestling is a Maine-based professional wrestling company that was founded in 2008, and the mission of it was to put on events to entertain people of Maine, but also at the same time to help the people of Maine who are struggling with things and that just need some extra help to get back on their feet. So I put on events for people to have a good time and enjoy a couple hours of entertainment and just get lost out of all their troubles. And I'm always looking for people to help that need to smile and need a friend.
Now, you got a big event coming up April 27th?
Yeah, April 27th, we have an event at the Narragansett High School in Harrington, Maine. And the event is to raise awareness for childhood cancer, something that I'm very passionate about. I've been working with childhood cancer now for a few years, and I started being passionate about childhood cancer when I met a little girl. Her name was Haley Stewart, and she had BCL leukemia. She was a fighter, and she was such a sweet girl, and she passed away because of childhood cancer. And I wanted to continue what she wanted to do, and that is to raise awareness and fight the childhood cancer and just do as much as I can to find out more about it and stop childhood cancer. Also, this event is to help a local boy by the name of Tanner Nichols with some troubles that he's going through, which causes contractions and deformities in the joints. So all the events that I do are to raise money for people in need, and it's also a great time to come out and just get away from your troubles for a few hours.
About 2 years ago, you had one. Actually, 2 years this day, I believe, or close to it. I helped by coming out and doing some announcing for you.
Yes.
And basically just introduce the show and then turn it over to somebody who's better at wrestling announcing. And I noticed that one of the main ingredients in the audience was children.
Yes.
Children love wrestling.
Yep.
I mean, the adults love it, too, but the kids really look up to you guys.
It's the kids love it, and the adults love it, too, but the kids are what get the adults to enjoy it. When the kids are yelling and screaming, then you have a adult, grown-up, maybe their mother or father, or somebody that's bringing them to the show, that might not like wrestling, that turns into liking wrestling, because wrestling is about capturing emotion. It's just like when you watch a movie. You bring a kid to an event and you don't necessarily like wrestling, you're going to start cheering because the feelings that you get turn real.
What got you interested in wrestling in the first place?
I've always loved wrestling. And when I was, I think, 21 years old, I was helping politicians out and I was working putting up campaign signs. And the person that I put the campaign signs up for, his name was Eddie Duguay. And he said, well, what do you want? And I jokingly said, call Vince McMahon and get me on WWE. And he did contact Vince McMahon, and Vince McMahon put us in touch with Mr. USA Tony Atlas, who was a WWE Hall of Famer from Maine. From there, we set up going to wrestling school at the Tony Atlas Wrestling School. Then I started my wrestling from there.
What is the inside secrets of being a wrestler? I mean, it's obviously entertaining.
Yes.
And how much of that is Ryan Michaels Colson, and how much of that is feeding the crowd?
My character, personality, all depends on where I'm going. Doing it so long, I've learned what that crowd wants and what that area wants. For a long time, I played the bad guy. When I started doing the events and more fundraisers and working with the childhood cancer, I found out that I could be more myself in the ring. If I put my character and my real life person together, it was much easier to promote, because your character also has to be a part of who you are. So if I'm the bad guy, it's still a little part of who I am, just in a different way. If I'm the good guy, then I can really be what I want to do. And it's easier for me to just to do the whole wrestling as a person and a character.
All of your shows are fundraisers, or do you also do shows that are fundraisers?
All of my shows that I do are fundraisers. Like, as a promoter, all the ones I do are for fundraisers. When I get booked from another promoter, some of them are not fundraisers, and some of them are. But as I'm getting older, I'm taking less bookings that are not fundraisers. I'm less likely to accept a booking now that is a non-fundraiser because I'm 40 years old now and it's not so fun on the body as it was when I was 20.
What are you talking about? I'm 45. I feel great. I'm just kidding. When you have... A couple of years ago, you said something about you were considering retiring. Was that a temporary thing? Or I mean, is this sort of what retirement's like for you? Or is it just like something you decide to put off a few more years?
I go back and forth all the time because there's a lot of times when getting thrown around and getting tossed around is not as fun as it was. But after I get thrown around and after I get tossed around, and the next morning I'm hurting and I'm sore. Then 2 days later, I don't want to have my last match until I know 100% that I'm done. So now it's like a yo-yo. I'm up and down. I'm up and down.
But even with retirement, with wrestling, you don't actually have to stop the shows. You'd be more of a character.
Yes. When I do stop, I will continue promoting shows and I will continue doing fundraisers. But like, I mean, I could set things up where I could do this forever. It's hard on the body. Promoting's hard on the mind because there's a lot that goes to it that people don't really understand. You have to deal with booking people. Sometimes they don't show up. Sometimes they do show up. There's a lot to it. That's why every show that I do, I have 3 months to plan out the event because there's a lot that goes to it.
Tell people that are listening, this interview will be heard before and after show. For those that are listening before, tell us when, where, what, wow, hi. What, where, hi, how this show's going to take place. And then after that, we'll talk about the future.
The Global Independent Wrestling event will take place at the Narragansett High School in Harrington, Maine on April 27th. The doors will open at 6 o'clock. Bell time will be at 6:30. Front row tickets for this show will be $15 and general admission will be $10.
You say it takes about 3 months to plan out a show. Do you have plans beyond this show for the next one, or are we going to get through this one first?
I'm going to get through this one first, and then I'll probably spend time at my real job for the summer. Most summer events don't draw the attendance like regular events because people are doing summer things, going to the lake, and doing their summer stuff with their family. Most time, summer shows are not really worth putting all that time in because the attendance would be down on most of them.
So you find it's more of a fall, winter, spring kind of sport.
Yeah, you got to work around, at least in this state, a whole lot of stuff. You got to work around high school basketball. You got to work around football, high school football, all the sports. You got to work around summertime, and then you got to work around winter because you don't want to put 3 months of effort into an event and spend all kinds of money into an event and then have a big snowstorm on that Saturday night because then it's a waste of money.
Do you own your ring or do you rent one?
We rent.
Okay, so there, when people talk about not knowing how much planning goes into it, you're talking about having to rent the ring. You're talking having to make sure the school's set up, having someone to announce, having the audio gear there, booking the other wrestlers. I mean, there's a lot to it.
There's a lot that goes to it. I got to worry about the ring rental, all the wrestlers that I book. Sometimes wrestlers don't show up. Sometimes wrestlers will call me last minute and say they can't make it. I got to worry about putting everything together. There's a lot that goes to it, and it's stressful. And then after all that, then it's time for me to get in the ring and wrestle when my mind is everything that's happening at the event that night.
What's a lobster pole?
Oh, the main event on this event will be a lobster buoy on a pole match. And a lobster buoy on a pole match will be myself, Ryan Michaels Colson, versus the Crazy Canadian. And there will be a pole on the corner of the ring right up high. And on top of that pole will be a lobster buoy. And the way to win this match is you have to climb up the pole and grab the lobster buoy off the pole before your opponent does.
And then also finally, family-friendly event?
Family-friendly event.
Yeah, and of course, you got, like I said, you got the spandex.
You got the spandex.
So it's kind of like going to a superhero movie.
Exactly.
All right, excellent. Thank you for joining me in the studio. We'll have to catch up again soon.
Thank you.